With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. As trade tariffs between China and the U.S. climb, cherry and other fruit growers in Washington State watch with a wary eye. Washington State Fruit Commission President B.J. Thurlby says it's hard to say how this will all turn out.
It's almost empirically impossible to try to put a number on how this might shake out. We're just concerned, and that's the main issue. It's frustrating for us. It's frustrating for our egg suppliers and growers, and puts everything into a little bit different light coming into this season because we were counting on at least 2 or 3 million boxes to China, and where we land now, we'll see.
Thurlby says one thing we might have on our side is that the Chinese love Washington cherries.
It's just one of those things we're concerned. We're going to work through this. We're going to continue to look at other markets, and we'll go from there. And hopefully we have the kind of quality this year that, you know, helps us navigate past these types of issues. And I've seen it before, so let's hope that's the case.
Thurlby says if there's a silver lining in all of this,
we've got 1,500 cherry growers here in the state of Washington, and they are passionate about what they're doing and trying to grow locally. I guess the only thing that I can say for sure is what's going on with China is there's going to be probably a few more cherries around for us folks here in the state of Washington this year. So from that standpoint, maybe that's a good thing if you're a cherry lover.
China is the top export market for Washington cherries, buying 2.9 million cases worth $127 million each year. The tariff hikes are a Chinese response to a U.S. tariff hike on steel and aluminum. Hi, and welcome back to another edition of Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. And with us again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're talking about frost protection and how to manage crops and avoid damage.
Frost prevention can be tricky when Mother Nature doesn't play nicely. Early frosts in the autumn can severely injure a tree because dormancy hasn't been reached yet. Sometimes below freezing temperatures can kill trees, especially if recently pruned.
So is there a difference between apples and pears?
Pear growing areas became just that when cold temperatures knocked out most of the apple trees, with the pear trees surviving. Spring frost can kill or damage fruit buds once they have broken dormancy. Freezing ruptures the cells and scorches the plant tissue. That's why you see those wind machines in low-lying areas. The cold air sinks into those low spots, creating an inversion. The frost fans move and mix the air to prevent damage.
Well, that's great, Allison. Join us every week for Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. Until next time, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.